This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio here tonight for the live Saturday show, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're talking, if you're just tuning in, about the disturbing concept known as affirmative consent. It's something that's come up within the last couple of few years, like 2014, 2015, on certain college campuses, started in California and New York colleges. It may have expanded out quite a bit since then. I haven't been following it closely. It just happened to come up in discussion here tonight.
Right, right.
And it led us to, well, what led into that in the first place was kind of the talk about the allegations surrounding the various Hollywood and news media people that have been coming out, and certain politicians as well, and, you know, whatever fallout has come from that. Somebody suggested that that has had a chilling effect on society, on how men interact with women, and that's all been just a long time, you know, coming, because we've seen other things in the past that have created that chilling effect as well. You were talking about the government trying to divide people via the policies that it has, and certainly this affirmative consent is also going to do that, where the idea behind this, in case you've never heard, is that on these college campuses that have adopted these policies, they are mandating that the students get ongoing verbal consent during a sexual encounter, which, of course, would take any kind of sexuality or, you know, romance or whatever, you know, tension, would completely strip it from that.
The fun, I think, part of that is. And
may I hold your hand?
Yeah.
Can I kiss you? Can I touch you on the leg? Can I kiss you on the neck? I mean, it's just, it sounds ridiculous.
Right.
You know, when we talk about this, but that's the policy, as I understand it, at least, on these college campuses.
Right. But I can imagine a case on one of these campuses. Well, I did give him permission to caress me there, but later on, I had changed my mind, and he did not read my signals correctly. You know what I mean? That if, forget affirmative. This will be held against the man 99% of the time. And you can come up with all kinds of crazy scenarios, what used to seem crazy to me, until I read headlines today. And it's happening. It's insanity.
Well, because as the author at kittenholiday.com of a piece that is certainly going against the college affirmative consent, headline, "Don't Ask for Permission," this from kittenholiday.com. You were sharing this. We just barely started it in the last hour. But she's arguing that, you know, well, this is going to be affecting men mostly because men are the ones who are making most of the sexually aggressive moves. They're the ones that are starting
these things. And her assertion, and this is a very long blog post, and we're certainly not going to read the whole thing, but her assertion is that has been the traditional role of the male throughout history, in the animal kingdom, in the human kingdom.
Yeah.
And this is sort of how we've developed. And
that these new policies are subverting that.
They're completely counter to it. Yes. And they're not only doing that, and it's not only chilling, it takes all the any of the desire out of the potential relationship that can develop here, but it's just, you know, because this generation that is convinced of this is going to teach this to their children, you know. It's trying to affect the societal change. She continues here, and these are her words, and I'm not at all going to try to put myself inside the mind of the woman, because I'm old enough to know that that's impossible. But she goes on to say, men are the sexual drivers because women are naturally sexually submissive. This is true for healthy adults. If you have suffered and not dealt with a sexual trauma, or you are not homosexual, this post is not
heterosexual.
Heterosexual, I'm sorry. This post is not for you. Please find another blog that will address your needs. This blog isn't about you. Women are sexually submissive, and 99% of our sexuality is in our minds. The entire premise of seduction is to balance providing a sense of security with an ever-increasing sense of excitement and arousal for a woman. This is sexual tension. When her mind is fully engaged and is submitted to the arousal and to a man's sexual expression, she is ready to make love. And that's not what she writes here.
she uses a different word.
She uses a much shorter word that conveys the same thing.
Right.
The easiest way for a man to ruin the mood is to ask a woman for her permission. Can I hold your hand? Can I kiss you? If you ask a woman these things, you are effectively ruining the mood to such an extent that she will likely be angry and resentful. When she shows, whether she shows it or not, on some level, she will be disgusted with you. Mm. And instead of her sexual tension being taut around a sense of excitement or desire, she will feel anxious about the disconnect between her previous desire for you and her current lack of trust in your leadership and that nagging feeling in her stomach that you might be completely repulsive to her.
Wow, talking about a turnaround, huh?
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. This is exactly what consent culture, rape culture, and the new feminism is insisting on. It is demanding that men abandon their masculinity, castrate themselves in their journey for sexual expression. It is demanding that women deny their feminine sexual nature and take over control, thereby obliterating their chances for sexual satisfaction with another human. So, yeah.
And so, as you pointed out earlier, you see this problem where people are, rather than get into these situations at all,
right,
are just turning to machines.
Yeah. Why is, for the love of God, I mean, why is sex robots a... Almost every day I see a headline.
I see headlines all the time about it.
And I'm just sitting there going, what? I mean, okay, if I were on a desert island... then maybe, you know, you're alone. There's nobody else there.
Yeah.
Maybe then
if you crash landed in a FedEx ship or, you know, FedEx plane had crash landed and some sex robot happened to be on there, maybe. But no, I mean, I think it.
If Tom Hanks would have found that instead of Wilson, the volleyball.
Well, the obsession with sex robots, I think, belies the desire of people to kind of just turn inside themselves rather than to satisfy another person. I mean, to me, that's you can self-satisfy anytime you want, but
within reason.
But sex, to me, seems to be about pleasing the partner.
Yeah,
like to me, I'm not so much in it to please myself. That's a nice part of the deal.
It is.
But if I can't please my partner, then I don't want to, you know, go any further than that. Like,
right.
I don't feel like I am owed anything if I can't do anything for my partner.
Exactly. And it's, I think, a little easier for men because, you know, there's all sorts of jokes about, you know, as long as things basically go that direction, we're going to be fine. But
yeah, sure.
But women have a different physiology, and those things can be a little bit more challenging. So, you know, forget the sex part. Just think of the relationship part. That is difficult enough as someone who's been in, you know, a whole lot of relationships, as I'm sure you have and most of our listeners have.
And they didn't work out for me.
Well, and I've had plenty that didn't work out,
right,
too.
Well, that's how you learn what you don't like.
Yeah. But sexuality is a component of it. I don't believe that it's the only component,
no,
but
sure.
I think it's
a big one.
It is. That's
a main reason why a lot of relationships fail, besides money.
Right. That's another part. But that you really aren't closer with a person outside of that. And for, you know, for men to be kind of kowtowed into this role of, you know, playing a game of, you know, Mother May I, it's just insanity. And I do agree with the caller. I think it has a chilling effect, and I'm glad I'm in a relationship right now and I don't have to go through all this again.
Right. If you want to join the conversation here and talk about how things have changed, maybe you're in the dating world, right? And has this affected this affirmative consent? Has it gone outside of the college campus? Or are you on a college campus where this is the policy? And what's the reaction? I mean, if you're on a college campus, you're around the other college students. Are they taking this seriously, or are they mostly looking at it as a bunch of crap? You know, like, because it's one thing for the college to create a policy.
Right.
It's another thing for the students to actually care about it.
Right.
So how how penetrative is this particular policy into the student population? Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here. It's disturbing. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you talk, they will hear you. Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to continue with more of this story that you're sharing with us, Chris. It's from a blog, kittenholiday.com. The headline is, Don't Ask for Permission, which is the opposite of the message that is being given to college students today in some colleges. I don't think it's across all of them yet, but, you know, it's not probably going to be long before it is in a lot more colleges, just because it's very, very popular among certain people who want to promote a certain agenda, which is to say that one has to ask permission along every step of the sexual path in order to make sure, again and again and again and again, that the partner that they're with is actually consenting. Now, I'm not sure how this is supposed to work, given that every time you, you know, a lot of the times you have allegations of sexual misconduct or rape or sexual assault,
right,
it's somebody's word against somebody else's word. So how is it that asking a question or a series of questions during a sexual encounter is any better protection against a sexual abuse allegation than, you know, not?
It will never be. And I'm speaking about college campuses because we've seen these stories time and time again where some college kid has been accused by some girl of doing something. And I don't want to belittle this. And for anyone listening, no means no.
Yeah.
You can't do things to another person that they don't want you to do. And there's no excuse for that. And she talks about that in this. But when we have cases of a woman who parades herself around a college campus carrying a mattress on her back to object to her alleged rape by this one student.
What, didn't she cook up that story? I remember that.
Completely. Yeah. And it was a big deal because I think it was Rolling Stone did not do a good job of due diligence in verifying certain aspects of it, and it did come out that the entire thing was just bogus. It was just made up.
I mean, it would seem that the only way you could verify someone's claims that, yeah, I did ask every step along the way, would be to have a video recording of every sexual encounter.
Yes.
That you have, which, of course, not everybody's interested in having their sexual encounters recorded on video.
Some people certainly may be.
Some people are.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not really first date material.
No.
You know, like, hey, you know, it's really great. You want to go back to my place? I understand.
Let me just get the tripod set up here.
Exactly. And there's another, a big warning sign for most women.
Or like an awkward sexual consent form or something, right? I'm imagining
right.
a series of check boxes where it's okay for you to do this, 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 and this.
Right.
You know, to me, and then signing it in. Maybe you could record them signing the statement. That way it wasn't, you know, coerced that they checked every box on, you know, the statement. I mean, this
Where
is how crazy we're talking about here.
It's 1:30 in the morning. Where the hell are we going to find a notary?
You know,
it's like it's
maybe the college
absurd.
Will start supplying that. The
exactly.
college will supply a late night sex contract notary.
I'm going to continue a little bit more of this story. And
actually, hold that thought. We got Jose
good.
On the line in Anniston, Alabama. Hello, Jose. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for what you're doing with this topic.
Sure.
Because it's very important, and it's also very hypocritical. And it's time for the males to come out with their stories, and I happen to be one of them, of where females have put him in a position where they're pressured into a sexual situation. And I'm personally talking about two inspectors coming down from Washington, female inspectors, and expecting something extra from me, which I refuse to do.
Tell me more about that. Don't just gloss over that, Jose. Where were you? What business were they inspecting? Tell me. Give us details here.
Okay. I'm a retired special agent, U.S. Army CID, criminal investigator. Okay, on two occasions, inspectors from headquarters in Falls Church, Virginia, came down and were very specific with what they wanted, in addition to subjected myself to the official inspection, okay? And I refused to go along. And I've had that situation happen twice as a CID agent, and it also happened to be to me as a military policeman before.
So just to be clear, they came into where you were in the Army. They came in to inspect you for whatever reason as part of their job, and then told you they wanted you to perform sex acts on them as also part of the requirements?
Well, not specifically like verbally saying it, but the gestures they were making.
Can you give me an example without saying certain words that you can't say on the radio?
And as well as in the hotel where I was, where I was told to take him to, okay? Now, that's one part of the hypocrisy about all this. And guys have to come out and tell their stories. And I plan to do that. But there's also another one. You're talking about the college campuses. Going to any porno sites, if you will, not that you do, not that I do, but and see what the sororities are subjecting this young co-eds to do.
I'm not sure that some of that stuff may be kind of staged a little bit. Not that I would know.
I'm serious. There
what are you suggesting here? Are you saying the sororities? Are you saying that
are subjecting their pledges to do all sorts of sexual stuff?
Are you saying that just because you saw something on a porno that means that's reality?
No. I'm not suggesting on a porno, okay? There are lots of pornos involving sororities on the Internet, and you can research it, okay, professionally.
I'm researching
and
right now.
It's involving the girls, the pledges, by themselves with toys, etc., and also sometimes they have males there, and they're being told what to do. And these are very young
girls. You're saying, just let me see if I'm understanding you here, because, Jose, you seem to be kind of beating around the bush on what you're telling us about, and I want to make sure we're clear. And I understand we're on the radio, so there's certain things you can't say, but I don't think that's the reason you're doing this. So on porn sites, there are, you know, most porn is, like, scripted. They've signed, you know, forms in advance. They have to do certain things in order to get into these deals.
Sure.
It's not like some kind of hidden camera operation where, you know, a sorority sister is being initiated and she has to do a sex act on a streaming website. I mean, I'm not sure what you're alleging here. What is it you're saying has happened on these sororities?
The main point that I'm making...
No, I don't want the main point. I want you to get specific about what you believe is going on here. Because I'm still having a tough time understanding what you're alleging.
These are not professionally made videos. This is obviously being done by the sorority girls themselves.
What?
Okay?
You're going to have to give us a link.
I'm looking. I'm doing my best,
he
right
says.
Now.
Jose, hang on. I'll let you make whatever main point you're trying to make here. I don't know if I buy it. Because they can make things look like they're unprofessional. They're good at that, some of them. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We just got back from the first ever cryptocurrency conference in New Hampshire. It was called the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great.
Excellent.
Your speech was also very good, Chris. I'm looking forward to seeing the video coming out about that so we can share that with our listeners.
Yeah.
But if you missed that, well, don't worry. There's always some other cryptocurrency conference coming up on the horizon. In fact, one of the next ones is happening in Miami, which is set to host the longest-running and most successful cryptocurrency conference in history. It's the North American Bitcoin Conference, now in its sixth year running. It's happening this January, January 17th and 18th. More than 1,000 Bitcoin community members will converge for this monumental conference aimed at driving cryptocurrency from niche to mainstream. They'll be building on recent successes of other conferences in cities like London and Los Angeles. The sixth annual North American Bitcoin Conference, as part of the World Blockchain Forum, will feature some of the biggest names in cryptocurrency, including Halsey Miner, the founder of CNET, Anthony DeOrio, the co-founder of Ethereum, Matthew Rozak, the founder or co-founder of Block, Craig Sellers, the co-founder of Tether, and many others. You can learn more about the future of finance and grab your tickets over at BTCMiami.com. And of course, it's right there in the middle of wintertime, so a great excuse to get out of the cold and get down to Miami. BTCMiami.com, coming up January 17th and 18th. We have Jose on the line in Anniston, Alabama, listening to WDMG. Now, Jose, you have made a statement here that seems kind of questionable. The idea that there's college sorority sisters being forced into porn acting as part of their pledges, as part of, you know, getting into the sorority. You say you have seen this on pornography websites, and you believe that they are legitimate and that they're not consensual, and that they're not part of, like, a, you know, your typical porn operation,
right,
where women and men have to sign agreements and, you know, get paid and
follow Chapter 18 of the U.S. Code and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, really, Jose?
That's correct. That's correct. What you have just stated is correct. And if you doubt it, then I would recommend that you do your own research. And
no, I mean, when you do your own research on this, just did that.
We did.
And you find X videos, Pornhub, you find these websites where, I mean, I didn't actually go and watch them, but, you know, these are mainstream porn sites that sorority girls force, you know, we can't say what they're doing on the air here, but that's, I guess, a theme that some people want to see in pornography.
Right.
There's rape porn, too. That doesn't mean the people in the rape porn are actually being raped.
Correct, and there, I cannot imagine, and don't think for a second that, you know, like X videos or, you know, whatever, what are some of the other big ones, like Pornhub. Do you think that they would jeopardize the millions, if not billions, of dollars they take in every year?
Huge websites, yeah.
By posting things that would get them busted, because you can't, you know, you can't host things that are blatantly illegal.
It's like hosting
that.
A snuff film or something.
Right, you could not do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jose, but you've just been convinced by some very convincing pornography. I don't buy it. We did actually find examples of some of the hazing rituals that have gone on that may involve some sexual situations, but none of them, you know, we can't get into a whole lot of details, but, you know, forced penetration by certain implements in order to join the sorority. None of them said that they were recorded and posted online, that these were just things that the pledges went through. And it may have been the wrong thing for them to do. Some of the hazing out there is very horrible and you know, it's violent and terrible.
Right.
But most of it's not posted online on Pornhub for other people to see. It's more of an internal thing within these sororities or fraternities or whatever.
Yeah, and
I know, but those videos do get out. And look, before I go any further,
If
I die, it's my battery. I didn't hang out. My battery died.
Okay, that's fine. Where did you see it then? I mean, you are so adamant about this.
I have to put another one. What's that?
Okay. You're so adamant about this. Where did you see what you believe to be real videos of people against their own will being molested in sororities?
It's not against their will. It's they want to join this sorority, and
right,
they go through the process. And look, I'm also an amateur
actor. Where did you see it?
What specific porn site?
Yeah,
I'd rather not mention the site. I'd rather not mention it. But I have.
Well, then nobody can check your claims. Thank you for the call, Jose. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I understand you don't want to give whatever site that was.
I do, too, but
the publicity.
That one it was kind of fishy all the way through. He was a U.S. Army CID, you know, special investigator.
Fine. Army people above him come and try to coerce him into some kind of sex thing?
Okay, so we have that. We have the, you know, these real-life sorority feeds that are showing up on, I assume, real websites out there. And then the last thing he said was, let me tell you, I know because I am an amateur actor, too.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did he say that?
That slipped in there when he was talking about his battery going dead.
So, he's a porn actor?
I amateur, so he didn't say what his specialty was or what industry he worked in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess hazing is certainly consensual. There's no doubt about that, meaning that these girls or guys want to join the fraternity or sorority so badly they're willing to subject themselves to some kind of humiliation. I understand that.
It may be voluntary to put yourself in that position, but there certainly have been cases where hazing has gone too far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like death, for example.
Or, personal harm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and we've talked about some of the hazing incidents over the years here on Free Talk Live. I can remember talking about it more than a decade ago, because every now and then it'll get into the news of some sort of hazing ritual, and it's something that I've never understood. Like, I just don't understand why somebody would subject themselves to some form of torture in order to have friends. I mean, that, I'm sorry, those are not the kind of people you want to be your friend.
Well, and sororities and fraternities will sell it as much more than that. This is a network that your brothers and sisters will be there for you, you know, through the rest of your life. And
unless you stop paying the dues, in which case.
Well, yeah. But then you look at other groups that have hazing too, like, you know, Skull and Bones and some of these sort of secret societies that exist on some college campuses too. And yeah, I mean, it's hard to look at like a George W. Bush and the various other presidents that have all been members of the same secret clubs and
right, say the Skull and Bones.
Say that it doesn't really get you somewhere.
Well, I think that Skull and Bones is probably a little more elite than Phi Kappa Theta or whatever other combo of Greek letters that, you know, you're talking about here.
But again,
I'm skeptical, man. I didn't go to college.
I didn't.
I went to community college, and we didn't have that crap there.
Right.
But I got to say, if I had been at a regular college, I would have been completely turned off by the idea of having to pay to be friends with people, because you have to pay dues,
right.
to join these memberships.
And I get to sleep in a building full of guys. Just exactly what
I wanted. Well, that's probably the case anyway in a lot of cases in colleges,
I'd be off
dorms.
Campus.
Well, in the college here, they force, you know, it's part of the contract that you have to live on campus for the first 2 years.
Right. Right.
Now, they do have co-ed dorms here. Not that you have co-ed in the same room, but the same dorm building. But some colleges don't.
Yeah.
If you want to share your thoughts with us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think Jose's call told us more about his porn viewing preferences than anything actually useful as far as allegations about what's...
Go out there and research it yourself. We are, believe me. The hard part of the job to do, folks, believe me.
All right, we're going to continue here. We got time for you if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's college hazing, you know, did you go through that? And did those friends turn out to be real friends for life? This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump dollar, Inaugural Trump dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us even in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you want to jump in. Here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Once again, that's libertystickers.com. If you want to check out the quality of the Liberty Stickers print, then you can get yourself a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. You could have shown up and met us in person yesterday in Portsmouth, but right, it's too late for that. So you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you will find an address there, a physical address, to which you should send a self-addressed stamped envelope. And for those of you in sororities and fraternities, that's something that older people used to do, where you wanted someone to return a piece of mail to you, so you'd give them the piece of mail in advance that they needed to send back to you. So a self-addressed stamped envelope is your address on an envelope with a stamp on it. Inside the envelope, you send to us, and then we'll stuff that with a Free Talk Live bumper sticker, send that back to you, and it's the folks over at libertystickers.com that did the printing of those stickers. So that'll give you an idea for the quality of their product, which we've been very happy with here at Free Talk Live. So check that out at promote.freetalklive.com, or I think promote.lrn.fm. You can get an lrn.fm sticker as well. Let's go to David. He's in Mobile, Alabama, listening to WAVH-FM. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Hey. I apologize in advance. I'm a little bit hoarse because it's the best part of the college football season down here in Alabama.
All right. Nice. All right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Real quickly, on the story you were talking about earlier about Simon Mall Properties forcing the Tivana stores to stay open.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know if this was brought up or not, but it could be because a lot of localities to attract those type of retail developments are offering sales tax rebates to developers that either build or renovate these malls. And it could be the reason why they went to court to get them to stay open is because they wanted that that sales tax rebate money. And of course, when's the last time a court has ever ruled against the a local government making making more tax money because they split that tax revenue? So maybe that, and of course, you'll never get Simon Malls to admit that that's the reason why they did it, but could that possibly be the reason why they're trying
to? How would Simon Malls, I mean, I see what you're saying, but how would Simon Malls be paying sales tax revenue? They're just collecting rent.
Well, yeah, but see, a lot of these sales tax rebates, what happened is when the government collects the sales tax from these retailers, they actually cut a check to these mall developers like Simon Mall Properties for building or renovating these properties.
Huh.
Interesting.
Wow, yeah,
and,
I didn't know.
Nope. Yeah, and I mean, we have experienced that with that down here in Mobile. If you go look at, you know, Bob Corker, this U.S. senator from Tennessee, actually got exposed as an investor in one of our malls down here in Mobile, and that's the way they do it. They get, you know, they say
sweetheart deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good old boys.
Exactly. So that could possibly be why they're trying to keep them to stay open.
That's an interesting bit of speculation there, David. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Well, the only thing about the previous conversation you just had about sororities is when I was in college 15 years ago, it was my understanding that sororities and fraternities actually had rules where if you were caught doing pornography, you could actually be kicked out of the sorority or the fraternity. Now, that may have changed in the last 15 years. I might be misinformed about that, but that was my understanding 15 years ago.
David, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Should we get back to a little more from kittenholiday.com? Chris, do you still have that that story pulled up? This is the blog, which is saying, don't ask for permission, giving the opposite advice of what the colleges are now requiring. Some colleges in some states are now requiring students to do, which is to say, continually ask for permission throughout every step of the sexual encounter, which is insane.
And to kind of recap her position, she seems sort of anti-feminist. She believes that women are more naturally submissive, and they are... Many are looking for, and let me clarify that, heterosexual feminine women, which is what she is saying, are more drawn to that, and that the idea of a man asking permission is a complete turnoff. And she goes on to say, it's such a turnoff that my stomach is rolling just writing this. Heterosexual feminine women are drawn to the masculine energy. We are aroused by your manly nature that takes charge, makes decisions, takes actions, and hold yourself responsible for the consequences. We submit to your lead knowing that our pleasure, our protection, and our best outcome is your charge. If we trust and respect you, we would have no reason to believe otherwise. And I think it's a really good point. Women are storytellers. We get caught up in a story, and we get caught up in telling a story. The entire essence of romance and seduction is sweeping a woman off her feet, making her let go of the weight of the world and be carried emotionally, sexually, into a place of euphoria and security. As far as I can tell, she goes on to say, men don't care about romance as far as I can tell. They want to be respected and admired. They want to have their peace and their freedoms. They want to express their desire sexually with a beautiful, sexy woman who is responsive to his lust and passion. But he doesn't need seduction and persuasion. His sexual release isn't dependent on him, quote, letting go, but instead of him, quote, giving forth. When you are with a woman and she wants to, and you want to kiss her, you are the driver. You make sure that the road is safe. You ensure you are in a quality vehicle, and then you kiss her. That's it. Just kiss her.
And as she pointed out before, asking for permission is going to strip away any kind of tension, any kind of interest, any kind of sexual arousal from that situation.
Yeah, and you know, her point of view is this is, you know, a feminist pushed agenda that serves no purpose other than to further divide people and you know, create a class of victims where there is no class of victims. And I don't want to say that sexual assaults and things like that don't occur. Unfortunately, they do, and they have since the dawn of man, I suspect. And
well, she's got more, if you don't mind. I'm
Yeah, please, go ahead.
She says, one area of seduction men struggle with these days is in initiating sexual contact. There are two moments in a sexual relationship that stand out as the most intense and most memorable, the first kiss and the moment of first penetration. Yet, instead of celebrating these moments of excitement and hope, our culture of fear and shame has turned these magical moments into hotbeds of anxiety and nervousness. We've stripped them of passion and replaced it with sexual due process. That's an interesting term. Even writing this post makes me nervous, as I know there will be some who misinterpret my words and take offense to the hypothesis that a man should not ask for verbal permission from a woman before escalating to the next step sexually, when to me this is one of the most obvious and natural, even wonderful aspects of our sexual nature. Am I saying that men should just throw themselves on women without their consent? No, I am not. But I'm sure some of you morons will only take that from this article because you want to be upset, because getting upset is the only real arousal you have anymore. I can't stop you from getting excited at the opportunity for offense, but please don't embarrass yourself by sharing your low level of reading comprehension in my comments. This is your time to close out the browser before reading more. You see, she says, women do not want to be responsible for sex. In a healthy sexual relationship, the man will take responsibility for the timing, the nature, the duration, the intensity, and the creativity of the sexual act. His sexual leading will naturally reflect his desire to give her pleasure and for the event to be mutually fulfilling. This is how it's supposed to be, she says. A healthy, mature man will seek the pleasure of his woman as much as, and often more than, his own pleasure. So to assume he would try to escalate without her nonverbal consent, without her willingness, is evidence of more confusion about male sexuality. Male sexual pleasure and arousal with a partner is linked, and for many, dependent on the pleasure and willingness of a partner.
Yeah. I think she, she's not afraid to say how she feels, and I suspect a lot of women feel the same way. I also recognize that this description of a lifestyle and, who you prefer as a partner is certainly not going to apply to everyone.
Of course not.
They're absolutely going to be
a huge scale.
Dominant women out there and submissive men, that this whole thing would be flipped upside down and backwards. And that's fine if that's what makes you happy. But that's what this is not about. This is about the assumption.
But even in those cases, with the flipping it around of a woman being dominant.
Right.
She shouldn't ask for permission either, right? Like the whole asking for permission thing.
I'm sure if you talk to people in that culture, they would say, ooh, ugh, what? No. She's in charge. You know, what's the point?
We are out of time for tonight, but this, I'm sure, is a conversation that will, come up again with the continual spread of this terrible idea of this ongoing, what was it,
I keep using the word
term again. I like the sexual due process.
That one was good.
But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Join us there.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump dollar, Inaugural Trump dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.